Mayall, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Bombing suspect, self-driving guidelines. I'm Barbara Cusack. A suspect arrested in the weekend bombings in New York and New Jersey is being held on $5.2 million bail. But correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports he has yet to be charged with federal offenses.
Ahmad Khan Rahami was charged with several counts of attempted murder and unlawful possession of a weapon as a result of the shootout he had with police in Linden, New Jersey. He'll probably face federal terrorism charges as the investigation into Saturday's bombings continues.
The Federal Transportation Department is expected to unveil new guidelines today to be met by self-driving car makers. Details from correspondent Mark Chase.
The Department of Transportation will require manufacturers to meet a 15-point safety check and allow new powers to review and approve cars before they hit the road. A model policy will also be issued, aiming to establish a set of national regulations.
President Obama delivers his farewell address before the UN General Assembly later today. I'm Barbara Cusack. An apology is planned for today from the CEO of Wells Fargo before a congressional panel. In prepared testimony, expresses regret the bank didn't act sooner, as some of its workers were accused of opening millions of accounts without the knowledge of customers to meet sales targets. A North Korean state media report may be an indication the country may soon carry out a prohibited long-range rocket launch. Defense Secretary Ash Carter talked about escalating tensions with Pyongyang as he addressed the Hoover Institution in Washington.
For me, as far into the future as I can see, we need to stand strong in deterrence.
It cost more than $200 million to battle a wildfire burning for nearly 2 months on California's scenic Big Sur coast. That makes it the costliest to fight in U.S. history. General Motors and a Canadian auto workers union reached a tentative contract agreement, averting a threatened strike. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The search is on in Fairfax County for a new school superintendent.
Karen Garza has announced she's stepping down as the head of the Fairfax County Public Schools effective in December. She'll be taking a job at a nonprofit organization for children in Ohio. In a letter to the community, Garza says, quote, "We have assembled an outstanding leadership team in FCPS. I have every confidence that the great work that is underway throughout the system will continue and that all FCPS students will continue to thrive." An interim superintendent has not yet been named. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll ahead of next year's race for governor of Virginia finds Ed Gillespie is the early favorite to win the Republican nomination. The University of Mary Washington poll gives Gillespie 19% to 11% for State Senator Frank Wagner, Congressman Rob Whitman with 8%, and 6% for Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart. But the poll also found that at this point, 40% of Virginians have no preferred candidate. Maryland lawmakers are getting advice today on what they should do to prepare for the imminent arrival of driverless cars. State Senator Jim Rosapet.
It's like any other new technology. There are opportunities and there are risks. And the challenge for policymakers is to maximize the opportunities and minimize the risks.
Rosapet says one of the main concerns for lawmakers is an existing liability system that's built around drivers. He says if no one's driving, who's responsible? A federal appeals court today hears challenges to a D.C. law that places tough requirements for gun owners to get a concealed carry permit. That law requires applicants to show a good reason why they need a permit. Lower courts have disagreed on whether the law is constitutional. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,120, the Nasdaq at 52,35. Sports, the Nationals dropped their third in a row, losing to the Marlins. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, the Eagles beat the Bears. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the all clear around the Capitol Beltway. Also, Maryland 95. Looks like the road work out of the travel lanes now. Southbound on 95 as you pass 212 heading toward the Capitol Beltway, but that activity on the shoulder. So just keep alert through that stretch. I'm not seeing any delays. 270, nice and quiet. Virginia, we go on the toll road. Eastbound toll road through Herndon and Reston. Good. It's westbound toll road and getting ready to get onto the greenway. Had some construction in that area, so do watch for the crews. 66 quiet, 95, 395 good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front to the east should keep moisture to our east today. Chesapeake Bay points east out toward the coast. That's where most of the rain will stay. Cloudy here. West and north also stay cloudy, low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy, low 70s. Cloud to go away to sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 70 in Haymarket. Market 66 in Hyattsville, 71 degrees in Washington. Americans wasted more than $2 billion last year buying premium gasoline. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. So glad you're up and around with us here this morning, getting around, ready to seize the day. Carpe the diem, and we've got stuff lined up for the entire four-hour breadth of this show. Coming up at 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton. And at 8:35, our good friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Is Virginia going to go blue or red? It seems like a pretty blue state. We keep getting told that it's a purple state, but show me the Republican who wins statewide over the last 8 years, and yeah, I don't see one. So, which way is it going to go in this next election, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? If you asked anybody in the middle of July, it was a done deal. It was already in the tank for Hillary Clinton. In fact, when she chose Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, as her running mate, people said, that doesn't really make a difference in Virginia because Virginia's already going Hillary's way. Well, a round of recent polls suggests that maybe it's tightening up there. A Washington Post this morning says Tim Kaine doesn't have that firewall anymore in Virginia. He should come back to the state and start campaigning. Yesterday at Washington's Drive at 5, we had Jim Gilmore on, former governor, Republican from Virginia, to ask him about this. By the way, he's working for the Trump campaign right now in charge of the Get Out the Vote effort there in the Commonwealth. I want to hear from you. If you're in Virginia, are you seeing a bit of a shifting of the tide in Virginia with regard to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in the presidential election? Do you think that it's getting tighter? And what does Donald Trump need to do to seal the deal with some pretty skeptical voters? Let's face it, they didn't support him in the primaries. So what does he need to do to win Virginia? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here's what Governor Jim Gilmore thought yesterday when I asked him, is Virginia a lost cause?
No, I think Virginia can still go Republican this year. And I think that the more that the people of Virginia compare the direction of the country, the comparing platforms that are being offered, and the behavior of the candidates, I think more and more people are going to the Republican candidate and going to Donald Trump. I think there's a very good chance that we can carry Virginia this year, as indeed we should.
Did Senator Kaine being selected as the running mate make a big difference?
Well, it was conventional wisdom that it would, but his polling numbers weren't that high when he was selected in the state of Virginia. And then since that time, Tim Kaine, I've been calling him Timmy the Shifter, Timmy has shifted on a whole lot of his positions. He now is against offshore drilling. Before he was for it, he was adamantly against the union organization of Virginia. Now he seems to be much more against right to work, federal funding of abortion, a whole array of issues, even the Trans-Pacific Partnership now. He's shifted his position on that to match Hillary Clinton. So I think the people of Virginia know that their senator is not necessarily working for them at this point. He's working for Hillary Clinton.
We know that in the southern Virginia and the western part of the state, well, everyone there already knows where Hillary Clinton stands on coal mining and other important issues to them. So it's really all about northern Virginia and those swing counties that we keep hearing about right here in our listening audience, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William County. What does Donald Trump need to do to convince some voters there who weren't with him during the primaries either?
Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time, as you know, in Northern Virginia. I love the place. My office is in Alexandria. And I think I know the community very well. And I just think that the people of Northern Virginia want change. They don't want things to be just the same as it's been the last 8 years. They know how lousy the economy really is. Their wages aren't strong, and they're struggling every day. They just want some reassurance that Donald Trump will be a responsible president. And I think over the last several weeks, he's shown that he can bring about strong leadership, decisive change, and not be scary.
The military vote is very important in Virginia, isn't it, Governor Gilmore?
It certainly is, and I'm a United States Army veteran, and our veterans across Virginia care very much about this election.
I know, sir, and given the events of the weekend with the terror attacks in New York City and also in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I wonder what Donald Trump needs to do to sort of reinforce the idea that he is the correct choice for commander-in-chief in these times.
I think he can do that because I think he's projecting strength. We want to reassure the people of Virginia that he's not reckless, and I don't believe that he is. And that we need to reassure people that he is going to be a strong, decisive leader. But it's not that hard to do on this issue because Hillary Clinton has really not been very successful. Since the time that she was Secretary of State and the president was the president, we've seen a deterioration in Russian relations. The Chinese are much more aggressive in the South China Sea. The Iranians basically defied us on nuclear weapons and drove us into an unfortunate agreement. The North Koreans are sending their missiles out and making threatening motions towards the Japanese and the South Koreans. So I don't think that Hillary Clinton's got anything that she can go to the public in Virginia and reassure them that if we elect her, that somehow we're on safer ground.
I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, and right now it's basically showing the Commonwealth of Virginia as a toss-up, though Clinton, according to their average, is up by 3.5% in a two-way race. But then when you move to the four-way race, things open up for the former Secretary of State. How does Gary Johnson and also Jill Stein, how do they loom here in Virginia as people possibly don't like the Democrat or Republican nominee and look for alternatives?
My experience is this. In the end, the Virginians are going to say, look, let's get real here. This is either going to be Hillary Clinton or it's going to be Donald Trump. It's not going to be Gary Johnson or the other lady. It's not going to be any of these people. It's going to be either Trump or Clinton, and Virginians will come home to that decision. And what my goal is to try to be a good influence on politics in Virginia and in the nation and to demonstrate the fact that Hillary Clinton should not be president of the United States. And if you really look at where she is at this point, not only does she appear to be really physically not very well, but in addition to that, this email issue is very serious. I used to handle classified materials when I was in the intelligence corps. Her behavior on this has been bad. I think she has misled people as to what she was doing. She never has explained what she was trying to hide on the email situation. You've got that. And I think a variety of other issues as well that are making the people in Northern Virginia insecure about her candidacy.
And again, you consider Langley is located in Northern Virginia. You got such a military vote in Virginia. People in Virginia work in the government or know someone who works in the government. They get the email issue. There's no explaining past their understanding here in Hillary Clinton's excuses. Just haven't held water, have they, Governor?
That's right. And, of course, they've also been very critical of Trump, who has had some very unfortunate statements, which I think he's no longer saying at this point.
Yeah.
But look at her. She's out here basically calling names to people who are participating in the political process and to calling people who are actually supporting the Republican candidate deplorable. That's an awful thing to say and not worthy of a candidate for president of the United States.
He is the former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and also heading up the Get Out the Vote effort in Virginia on behalf of the Trump campaign. Well, and there you go. That was Jim Gilmore yesterday. So we want to hear from you. If you're in Virginia, do you see anything changing there as these polls suggest? In fact, here's the latest out of the University of Mary Washington. It shows Hillary up by three, only three. So that puts it into the toss-up category here 50 days out before the election. And what does Donald Trump need to do to secure your vote, or maybe your neighbor's vote? 888-620-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I feel like they're flirting with us here, Brian. I don't know. They keep saying, maybe it's not long gone. I don't know. I get a sense from Virginia that it's rapidly become a blue state. I'm not so sure how purple it is.
Well, they always say it's the swingiest of all the swing states, and that has been the operative thinking. But when you look at these polls, it does seem to suggest that something dramatic has happened over the last month. I mean, she had a huge lead, and it is now down within the margin of error on most of these polls. There's a Democratic poll out there, which I would say tends to be, it looks like an outlier to me. But, I mean, most of the polls have it a 1-2-3 point race between these two, and the trend is favorable toward Trump right now. So in the next few weeks, we should know whether or not this this is real, whether it's going to stick, and whether the trend continues. And if it does, who knows? Maybe it could. I'm with you. I'm sort of surprised by this development, but maybe there's something going on out there in Virginia and other places around the country that the pollsters have not yet quite identified.
All right, your calls in a moment. What's going to happen in Virginia? What do you see happening, and what needs to happen with regard to the presidential election? 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you know what? We're off to a good start. Nice and quiet around the region. No major problems on 270, Maryland 95. They've cleared the road work southbound near 212. The Beltway runs well, Maryland and Virginia. Virginia, I do want to take you into Manassas. I have a report of a crash on 234 Sudley Road, south of I-66 at Coverstone Drive. So do watch his responses there. On the Greenway, right as you come off of the toll road, or if you're heading west on the Greenway from 28 Watch, they have the road work crews out there, and just a little bit of a distraction on the westbound side of the Greenway. Eastbound Greenway and the toll road up through to the Beltway, wide open. Looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies today and some showers to the east and south of the district. High of 82 degrees. Tonight, overcast skies with a low of 72. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing. We'll see how it goes. Might stay cloudy most of the day. High of 85. Ramping up to that first day of autumn on Thursday. Right now, it's 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:17. We're asking you if you're seeing a difference in the neighborhood that you live in Virginia, or maybe where you work in Virginia, with regard to the presidential preference, because the polls certainly show a tightening, and that's going against conventional wisdom. As we were told, Virginia is pretty much a done deal, especially with the addition of Tim Kaine. Maybe Tim Kaine hasn't really helped all that much in terms of securing the Commonwealth. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL, Valerie and Stafford. You are first up. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know, I work with pretty much all Democrats, and, you know, they are stuck voting for Hillary, and they think that email issue is nothing since the FBI let them off, better off, and I don't think Trump can change their minds. So I think the only people that are going to change their minds, if they do, is when Congress gets, you know, the letters back with them, you know, without them being marked out, or the WikiLeaks
even if something big does happen like that, it's the only thing it's going to do is what, keep them from coming out and being excited to vote for her, or they're not going to vote for Trump. It's just a question of whether they'll vote for her.
Yeah, I mean, they will not. I don't know if it's their vote, but I think something drastic needs to wake them up and say, wow, that's definitely...
Something drastic, right.
All right, Valerie. Thank you for sharing. Your phone's breaking up a little bit on us, but I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. How about Matt also in Stafford?
So Stafford is jumping in there this morning. Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. So when she picked Kaine for her VP, she locked up the state. There's three areas that matter in the state anymore in voting. Nova, Richmond, Norfolk, Virginia Beach. She's going to carry them. She's going to carry the state. Me, I've voted Republican every single time, though I don't even call myself Republican anymore. What I like about it, I get to go vote for Gary Johnson. It's called voting my conscience. And I can't vote for Trump, and I certainly would die before I voted for Clinton. And I'm going to go vote my conscience and know that she's going to carry the state anyway, so I don't have to feel like I'm throwing my vote away.
It's interesting.
Kind of reassuring.
Let me ask you something, though, because I think there's a lot of people in the same boat with you there, Matt. You think she's going to lock it up, and therefore you're safe voting for somebody other. You'd rather die to vote for, than vote for Hillary Clinton? Is that how you put it?
I came up with a great metaphor, though. It's, you know, I hope it's not too gruesome for your listeners.
You know what? If you're worried it might be too gruesome for our listeners, let's just assume that it is.
Let's assume that it is, yeah.
But let me ask you this, Matt. I mean, right now in the four-way race, it shows Clinton up based on the last poll. If there's a four-way race, Gary Johnson is getting 9% of the vote in the Commonwealth, and that means that Clinton has about a 5-point spread. Where does that spread have to go for you in the polls for you to think, oh gosh, maybe my vote for Johnson will make a difference here, maybe she's not going to lock it up? I mean, if it shows that Trump is ahead by one or two leading up to the election, will that change your mind?
Regrettably, I would have to be open to that possibility. It's why I'm kind of glad I don't live in Ohio, Pennsylvania, or Florida, because then I'd have to, like, seriously consider that option and feel very, very dirty.
Listen,
if it gets that tight, I'm going to be like, oh boy, now what
Matt,
do I do?
I think it's going to be that tight. I really do.
Yeah, anything's possible.
All right.
All right, Matt, thank you.
Guys.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks
you
for sharing.
You pick up, though, that this is a guy who's struggling with his choice. Yeah. And I when I talk to people around the Virginia area, I get the sense that there are people like Matt who are going through this. I don't think he's alone at all.
No, I disagree. And I think that, listen, in Maryland, where it's much more of a done deal for Hillary Clinton, and Republicans or people who would not vote for Hillary Clinton feel like their vote really doesn't make a difference. If they're not comfortable with Trump, I think that they feel quite comfortable either voting for Gary Johnson. I wish I had more time with Matt. I don't understand the person who says, well, I can't vote for Hillary and I would normally vote for Republican, but since it's Trump, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. I just don't understand that, because I don't see what is conservative about Gary Johnson.
Not either.
I haven't been able to figure that out, and maybe we need to do that as a conversation one time. And honestly, I'm not going to flame anybody. I'm not going to yell at them. I really want to understand the reasoning. What is it that Gary Johnson stands for that you feel more comfortable with in terms of policy? Or is it really just, oh, well, thank God I don't have to vote for Trump, and I know Gary Johnson's not going to win, so I'll just put my vote there. I don't get that.
Look, I mean, both,
I don't see him as a conservative alternative.
Let's be honest about it. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have very high negatives among voters, and it's not surprising that a lot of people are struggling with it.
All right, more of your calls in a moment. Could Virginia go the Donald's way? It seems like a month ago it was the impossible dream, and now, well, it's a toss-up. 522. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
Let me talk to you about home security for just a moment. You know, with Ackerman Security Systems, you can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of only $19.95 a month. So why are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? Stop that and make the switch to Ackerman and start saving. At Ackerman, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can switch your existing, you can leave the existing equipment in place and make the switch very quickly. You'll get the peace of mind that comes with having Ackerman as your monitoring service with that great price of only $19.95 a month. Lastly, Ackerman Security, well, security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. Listen to this. Make the switch to Ackerman. Just mention WMAL. You'll get to 3 months of monitoring free, 3 months free, plus an extra special offer for September, and their new customers that come on board in September receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who's at the door, even when you're not home. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Again, 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning it is. Virginia, 95, 395. Not too much to talk about. Nice and quiet around the region. And from the west, 66. It's going westbound on the Greenway. We do have some crews out there doing construction project as you pass 28 heading west on the Greenway. So do watch you get by that. A little bit of a distraction. For 270 out of Frederick, it's that time of the morning. Starting to see that volume on the increase toward Urbana and again toward the exit 4109. Beltway's good topside. No problems out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50 and heading across the bridges into town quiet. Manassas, crews are dealing with a crash on 234 Sudley Road south of I-66 at Coverstone Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today. A few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. Still generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south. 82. Tonight, cloudy 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 72 degrees at 526 on WMAL. You heard our interview with Jim Gilmore from yesterday's Drive at 5, where he says, heck yeah, Virginia's in play, and a whole lot of recent polls say that. This morning's Washington Post says that there are cracks in the firewall, and what did he call Tim Kaine? Little Timmy the Shifter?
Mm-hmm.
Timmy the Shifter needs to come back home and campaign to keep this state in the blue column. We're asking if you're seeing anything in your neighborhood. Brian and Sterling, you're next up on WMAL.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Brian.
I recently traveled Labor Day holiday weekend. I went down to see family in the Carolinas. I traveled the length of Virginia, mostly, 81 area. One thing I found, I didn't realize it at first, was I did not see a single Hillary sign. I saw some Trump signs. You go back to, 2008, 2012, you saw Romney signs, you saw Obama signs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that this year.
It's definitely not as close as 2012 was in the polls, it appears, at least at this point, Brian.
Yeah.
But in terms of lawn signs, lawn signs are always not the best giveaway.
I don't think it's a great barometer. Actually.
These days, though, you get so much hassle if you have a Trump sign in your yard that it really takes some spirit and zest and zeal to put one out there.
You have to be secure in your position. Yeah. That's right.
But you're gonna see the Hillary signs in Fairfax and in Alexandria and in Loudoun. Where all the votes are. It's 528 on WMAL.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story. Ray has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs. I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, go to 800-681-0846. That's 800-681-0846. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
We're starting to learn a little bit about that suspect in the terrorist attacks in New York over the weekend. He was captured yesterday morning. We'll tell you the latest coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Ahmad Khan Rahami, the man suspected of planting bombs in New York and New Jersey, is now being held on $5.2 million bail.
We understand he is not being cooperative. He was taken to the hospital after that gun battle. He now faces five charges of attempted murder of a law enforcement official. No federal charges just yet, just the state charges so far. But investigators are ramping up their investigation. They want to know, was Rahami helped in this plot? They also want to know, does he have any ties to international terrorism?
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Donald Trump says the U.S. should use whatever lawful methods are available to gain information from bombing suspect Ahmad Khan Rahami. Hillary Clinton accuses Trump of anti-Muslim rhetoric that she says helps Islamic militants gain new recruits. The Fairfax County School Superintendent is stepping down. Dr. Karen Garza has announced she's resigning, effective in December. In a letter to the school system, Garza says she's taken a new job as president and CEO of a nonprofit education organization. The U.S. Supreme Court could decide as early as this month whether it'll hear a challenge to a law barring the Federal Trademark Office from registering trademarks considered disparaging to minority groups. The Redskins and a West Coast Asian American rock band are each backing that First Amendment challenge. AAA is out with a new study that finds that if you are filling your gas tank with premium, you're wasting your money.
The Auto Club did research showing that premium didn't increase horsepower, fuel economy, reduce emissions, or clean engines any better than regular gas. Some drivers like to treat their cars to higher octane fuel in the belief it boosts performance. That can cost around 50 cents a gallon more than regular. But AAA says that's money out the tailpipe.
Correspondent Mark Chase checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,120. The NASDAQ at 52,35. Sports Monday Night Football. The win goes to the Eagles as they beat the Bears. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Marlins, the O's lose to Boston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Pokemon obsession.
There's a Tangela. Where?
The dangerous close calls, even health and privacy issues. Is Pokemon fun going too far? A 7 on your side alert. Tonight after Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC 7 News at 11.
They say when the rider burns you, he burns your soul.
Vengeance is coming.
You don't get to decide who deserves to die.
I'm not the one who decides.
When Ghost Rider roars onto Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now at a new time, Tuesdays 10, 9 central.
No, please, God, no! No, I don't deserve to die!
Everyone says
no!
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider. Season premiere.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side. 7 on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on your side.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then
In comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that this choice is the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pitch in from the west on 66. Great time to get going. Enjoy the ride. Just a little bit of volume just starting to build through Manassas towards Centerville. We do have a crash in Manassas on 234 Sudley Road, just south of 66 at Coverstone Drive, northbound side. One lane blocked a few moments ago, but you can get through. Not much of a delay at this early hour. Now for 95, Virginia as well, starting to see some of that volume on the increase in the normal zones as you head through Stafford and again toward the Occoquan. 270, the same story with the volume. Now we'll go to Gambrills, Maryland, where they have a flooding situation on 450 Defense Highway, and they've closed it in each direction at Huntwood Drive. That puts it in the stretch between 424 and I-97. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today. A few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. Still generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south. 82. Tonight, cloudy 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Springfield, 66 in Bowie, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
5:37, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will give us his take on the investigation into the terror attacks in Minnesota as well as New York City, and whether there are more looming threats that need to be taken care of. 8:05 brings us Ambassador John Bolton on the war on terror. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. Terrorism definitely taking center stage in the American conversation, and we've got you covered. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because we have some new developments in that story yesterday that it was still developing when we were on the air yesterday, and things were happening. They were raiding a house in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which was above a chicken restaurant that was owned by the family of the man that ultimately they arrested. Let me give you what happened. They were looking for a guy by the name, we had this on our air yesterday morning, Ahmad Khan Rahami. He was a 28-year-old individual, born in Afghanistan, but a naturalized United States citizen. This was the guy that they had determined was the lead suspect in the case, and apparently they got that lead because of a fingerprint on a cell phone found on one of the devices. And so that was a big break for the FBI. They had fingerprints, they tracked it down, they knew who they were looking for, and the all-points bulletin, the BOLO, Be On The Lookout For, was issued to law enforcement. around 10:30 yesterday morning, a businessman in nearby Linden, New Jersey, sees a guy sleeping in the doorway of his establishment and calls police, right? That's all. He thought it was a vagrant, thought it was a homeless person. Called police to come take care of that situation. Police officer arrives on the scene. The guy is sort of huddled, facing away from the police officer in this doorway. He starts talking to the guy. The guy turns, and immediately the officer says, "That's the guy we're looking for." He immediately recognized the individual. And so he said, "Come out, let me see your hands. And this guy, Rahami, pulled a weapon and fired on the police officer. Had it not been for his protective device, his body armor, he probably would have sustained a very serious injury. However, the bullet was stopped by the body armor. The police officer returned fire. There was gunfire exchanged. Three officers were slightly injured. Rahami was shot a number of times and was eventually taken to the hospital and arrested. He will face charges of 5 counts of attempted murder of law enforcement, and that's just involving his arrest. Mm-hmm. The rest of the stuff is still being worked on, and there will be many more charges brought against him in the days ahead. Investigators are very interested, Larry, to find out more about this guy and his travel to Afghanistan. According to people who knew him, including an estranged girlfriend, who, by the way, had a child with him, he had gone to Afghanistan on a number of occasions and sometimes was gone for a number of months. Not on the terrorist watch list on any to any degree, as far as we can tell. At least that's the initial report from authorities. But somebody that they had some incidental contact with regarding a domestic incident many years ago. And the question is, why wasn't this guy, if he was traveling back and forth to Afghanistan, why wasn't he somebody that they were watching very closely? But good news, they do believe this is the guy. He will be facing more charges, and at this moment, the initial feeling is he is not part of a larger terrorist cell. We told you yesterday the number of people had been detained by police after they were stopped on a bridge over there. Those people were released and are not expected to have any charges brought against
them. Yeah, apparently those people were acquaintances of this man, and they wanted to question them basically to find out where he was and to try to track him down. It's so interesting to me, though, that law enforcement jump out and insist that there's no indication that this person is connected to a larger cell and this was a lone person. How do they know that so quickly? And again, to use the words, there's no indication at this time that he is part of a larger terrorist cell. Well, okay, at this time, but that could also change. And what's the point of getting out in front of the story in such a large way, other than, I suppose, to just make the public calm down and not worry that there's another imminent threat? But is that really, necessarily the best thing? Shouldn't we always be on our guard?
I do think that there is a sort of a sense that public officials want to always downplay the possibility of terrorism.
Right. Always.
I mean, because it's always in their interest to do so.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's in the public's interest to do so. The good thing about how these guys were captured, and my gosh, what a great job by law enforcement to get this guy the way that they did, is that they didn't kill him and that there's going to be some opportunity to get more information from him. In the same way that we got information from the surviving Zarniev brother. And there is a connection here with the Zarniev's, just in terms of the perspective of this bomber, apparently in a handwritten note that was left near the unexploded device uptown from Chelsea, around 27th Street. He refers to the Boston Marathon bombing in that handwritten note that he allegedly left near his intended bombing location there. So, were the Zarniev brothers lone wolves as well? We know that there was communication. We know that they had visited back in the Chechenian areas there, that they had contact with terror groups there. But there's no smoking gun email, phone call, or letter saying, okay, Zarniev's brothers, now's the time. Build those bombs and go blow it up at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And we may never find that. But does that not mean that they were in some way connected and inspired by a larger terror organization? I think they were, and I think we're going to find out this guy was too, but they'll continue to say, well, this was a lone wolf. It was a lone wolf.
Well, we'll pick up this story again at 7:05 as we're joined by our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Some of the items discussed at this past weekend's NATO Military Committee Conference were the challenges with Russia, the refugees, and extremism throughout Europe. NATO's Alliance Supreme Allied Commander for Europe said that the alliance needs to approach Russia from, quote, a position of strength, unquote, while keeping channels open for discussions and possible collaboration. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, not so bad here as we start our morning commute. DC 295, a little bit of volume, so no panicking here as we pass Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. On the southeast southwest freeway, good shape each direction. Either coming off the 11th Street Bridge or off the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia. Now for 66, do have the volume definitely on the increase in some areas. And 66, that's one of those stretches in Manassas. Also in Manassas, the accidents on 234 Sudley Road before you get to 66. If traveling northbound 234, it's a Coverstone Drive is the intersection. You're under police direction. 95 volume, yes, Stafford, Dale City. 270, we have our normal delays out of Frederick Building toward Urbana and Hyattstown. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain gets close today. A few showers east and south, and those showers should stay out of the district. West and north, less of a chance of rainfall. It's going to be generally cloudy with that rain threat east and south. 82. Tonight, cloudy, 72. Wednesday, clouds give way to some partial clearing, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
You know, I know that you are a regular listener to this program, and you probably say, you know, I really wish that I could get a special weekend dose of Brian and Larry. And you know, and of course, we do the best of on the weekends. You can see hear the best of our show. But, I mean, how about if you had the opportunity to spend some quality time with Larry and I in person?
Oh.
And then what if we said, not only that, what if Chris Plant joined us? And if that weren't enough, and by gosh, don't you think it should be? What if we said, and you know who else was going to be along? the great one, Mark Levin.
You know, you're setting this all up as a hypothetical.
No, I'm not. Because we're having, on October 1st at the Birchmere, another one of our freedom forums, where we're going to meet the free speech forums, where we're going to be talking on stage, taking your questions. It's a time to get to shake our hands, to have a selfie taken, to ask that question you've always been dying to ask us, and to hear a good discussion about where we are in this political season. You don't want to miss the free speech forum at the Birchmere October 1st, and tickets are available.
Yeah, and it's not like we don't have a whole lot to talk about right now. It's pretty fun, and it's going to be 10 days from now. It's going to be October 1st. It's going to be just a couple of weeks before, well, what, 5 weeks before the election, just under 5 weeks before the election. And we did this in April, Brian. And
it was awesome.
It was a blast, and the Birchmere is such a beautiful place, and, you know, all the seats there at the Birchmere are tables.
Yeah.
It's a dinner place. It's a dinner venue.
Right.
So you can get out there, have a great meal. There's a full bar, which I will be taking advantage of.
Which means that you'll get the unbridled Larry.
Exactly.
O'Connor.
All of us will be a little bit unplanned. If I remember right, we were all a little loose. I know that Plant threw back a couple of his trademark Bud Lights. So we were having a blast. And Levin, you know, sitting and hanging out with Levin live and in person.
Yeah.
He is the great one is not exactly what you hear on the air. Per se, you know, I think when you see him in person, it's really something else.
You get a different perspective on the man.
You
do, for sure.
And he's so great, and it's so wonderful to be on the stage with him. And you really should join us. It's a real blast, and all subjects were on the table.
Yep.
We discussed. Well, I mean, we didn't respond to every question that was asked, but we fielded every question.
We fielded every question
that was asked.
Yeah, listen.
And by the way, you get to meet the fabulous Heather Hunter,
Heather Hunter, executive
producer, and Bill Hess, the Dark Overlord.
WMAL,
our program director, and Michael Piercy, the producer of Chris Plant's show. We're all going to be there in person, plus our better halves as well.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty great time.
Well, the doors open at 6 o'clock, and you know, like you say, time to come and get a drink, get some dinner, and then the show starts at 7:30. And then afterwards, at 9 o'clock, on a Saturday night.
Yep.
Hey, we're all coming out to shake your hands and to meet and greet and to have some time with you on a personal level.
The schmooze fest
part of the
evening.
That's
you know, listen, I know that you guys are up early right now and you got to get to work and all that stuff, and it's hard to go out late. This is a Saturday night. It's not a school night. We're going to be up late. You should be able to come and join us, too. And we really feel like our relationship with you is a close one. We spend every morning with you. And you're kind of like our family. You're a big part of our lives. And so why not let's get together in person and just have a real fun time here in October before we have the election and before the holidays and before winter hits us.
So once again, that's the Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere in Alexandria. The doors open at 6. Program starts at 7:30. Meet and greet to follow at about 9 p.m. or so. We'll be talking about the issues of the day, which, of course, is the election. Seating is general admission, first come, first served. And get your tickets today. There's still some available.
WMAL.com/free speech forum. Check it out. Here now, a man who likes to embrace his free speech on a daily basis, L. Rushbo.
Last Saturday, a guy goes on a stabbing spree at a shopping mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, while shouting, Allahu Akbar. 9 people injured. Meanwhile, a device explodes in Seaside Park, New Jersey. Later, 80 miles away in New York City, a bomb goes off. Almost 30 people hurt. An unexpected device found nearby turns out to be a pressure cooker bomb, the kind the terrorists used to kill and maim at the Boston Marathon. Now, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio's first reaction is to say it's not terrorism. It was a deliberate act, but it wasn't terrorism. The drive-by media then turns their fury on Donald Trump, for immediately stating the obvious, that it was a bomb. And it turns out it was, in fact, a bomb. The Minnesota attacker was killed by law enforcement and was later identified by his father as Dahir Adan from Somalia. After the stabbing attack, ISIS claimed the guy as one of their soldiers. At a press conference the next day, the FBI said they're investigating the multiple stabbings by an Islamic guy, making references to Allah, claimed by ISIS as a soldier, as a possible act of terrorism. They're not sure. They don't know what the motive could possibly be. Authorities in New York and New Jersey reported to be searching for a link between the incidents. The missing link, I can tell you, it's radical Islamic terrorism. What's so hard about
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now,
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Manassas, crew still with a crash. Just a heads up, but you can get through northbound on 234 Sudley Road at Coverstone. That's right before you get to I-66. Now on 66, very heavy, through Manassas towards Centerville. Nothing reported along the way. Even in Falls Church, seeing that volume for sure. Been a pretty decent start here to the morning commute. Just the volume around the region, 270. That's what we have through Urbana and Hyattstown as you come out of the Frederick area. And the Beltway, so far, so good, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front to the east should keep moisture to our east today. Chesapeake Bay points east out toward the coast. That's where most of the rain will stay. Cloudy here. West and north also staying cloudy. Low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy. Low 70s. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 degrees in your nation's capital at 5:56.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
All right, are you a hugger? What are the rules today without hugging in the workplace? It's become sort of controversial. We're going to talk about that.
And Donald Trump has said that he wants extreme vetting for migrants coming into this country. Well, guess who now is on board suddenly with tough vetting for migrants? You'll never guess. Okay, I'll tell you. Hillary. We'll talk about how the immigration policies relate to terror coming